Charlotte real estate attorney Jerry Reese holds a popular opinion in the Carolinas that spending a few hours watching a baseball game is a great way to pass some time.
It's in the summer, it's warm, you know, it's more laid back, it's a relaxation situation.
And like Reese, Charlotte Center City Partners President Michael Smith would love to see fans enjoying baseball in a stadium uptown.
It will be a wonderful economic development tool. It will offer a family affordable entertainment amenity, and it's a nice complement to the seasons of the other sports entertainment that we have in Uptown Charlotte.
But that's about as far as the agreement between Smith and Reese goes right now. Smith wants that stadium to be home to the Charlotte Knights, the AAA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox that currently resides in Fort Mill. He's pushing a Center City Partners plan that would build a new stadium for the Knights in the Third Ward.
The nice thing about AAA baseball is our market is ready. I believe that the Charlotte Knights will be very successful here, and it's a great amenity.
But while Smith is thinking minor, Reese is thinking major, as in Major League. He's been in contact with the Florida Marlins about building the team a privately financed stadium in the city's second ward. But, as Smith points out, Reese's proposal would make Charlotte the smallest market in the country to have NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball teams. But Reese says the city could support all three franchises.
I'm very confident that there is substantial population base, economic base, to support the team right now. I think this is you have to look at not only the extent of your population, but the type of demographics you have. And this is a very sports-minded, very baseball-minded community.
Charlotte sports consultant Max Mulliman agrees, at least with that last assertion. He says baseball may be the most deeply rooted sport in the Carolinas, even more so than basketball. But he's not convinced that Charlotte's population would be able to fill seats at more than 80 home baseball games while also supporting the city's NBA and NFL teams, as well as PGA and NASCAR events.
There would be a tremendous surge. Certain games, weekends would be great. But the season ticket buying or the long packages of 20 to 30 to 40 games that baseball tries to sell would be a pretty difficult thing when you start getting into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night games.
Mulliman authored a 1998 study that concluded Charlotte did not have the population necessary to draw enough fans night in and night out. Today, Mulliman estimates that Charlotte would need a minimum of 1.5 million people within a 25-mile radius of Center City to produce the necessary attendance to support a team. According to the Charlotte Chamber, the actual population last year in that radius was 1.4 million. Still, Mulliman says Charlotte would be better served to wait a few years for Charlotte to grow well past that 1.5 million mark.
Quality over quantity, we probably could do it with a number somewhat short of that. In the meantime, we do think that AAA baseball is a much more reachable, doable goal.
To Reese, though, waiting is unnecessary. With Charlotte's current growth rate, which the Charlotte Chamber labels 3.6%, Charlotte would no longer be the smallest major league market by the time a new stadium would be built in 2010.
When you're trying to hit a moving target, you want to shoot ahead of the target and let it come to you. And we feel that this stadium and the market will certainly be mature enough at the time this stadium's ready to go for a major league baseball team.
Both plans have been examined by the County Commission and the Charlotte City Council. So far, the Major League plan has been met with mostly skepticism, while the Minor League plan has been received more favorably. The chairman of the Council's Economic Development Committee, John Lasseter, says all the information that's come across his desk has indicated only one thing.
I've not heard any statement from a person in the industry indicating that Charlotte is prepared at this point for Major League Baseball franchise.
And Mulliman feels building a minor league stadium would satisfy the baseball desires of most Charlatteans. Still, he says there's an outside chance that Reese could make the major league plan work.
One thing I've learned is that the type of entrepreneur that gets these things done in new cities or in cities for the first time are usually people who are not entirely supported or don't seem to have the entire picture put together in the beginning.
County commissioners have asked Reese for more information on his proposal by the end of the week, including evidence that Charlotte is in fact on the Marlins list of potential cities. Meanwhile, Smith and supporters of the minor league proposal are meeting weekly in hopes of making their plan a reality. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.